time being, 6:40. Call this meeting to order. This is a special meeting for an interview with a school business administrator candidate. Meetings are recorded on Franklin TV and shown on Comcast 9 and Verizon Channel 29, as well as recorded by Franklin Matters. All right, can I jump right into Superintendent Jaguer?
Good evening, everyone. I want to welcome our candidate tonight, who is our Assistant School Business Administrator, Mr. John Amalati, who is joining us tonight for this interview. Just to talk through process, there are two positions in which the school committee interviews and appoints. It's the Superintendent of Schools and the School Business Administrator. The reason for that is when you're talking about finances, they need to have a direct report to the folks that oversee the finances to allow for oversight and to make sure that we're above board. So tonight, you are interviewing for our an interim school business administrator position. As you know, we had a retirement over a year ago from Ms. Goodman, which led to us appointing Dr. Bob Dutch as the interim school business administrator. At that time, we made a commitment to hire Dr. Dutch in the interim, post the position, and actively seek a more permanent position for someone in that role. And we posted the position, and Ms. Malotti has risen to this seat today to talk to you and answer some questions to apply for. And she, you know, I'm looking for appointment and seeking appointment of Ms. Malotti in the role of interim school business administrator. She comes with a variety of experiences that she'll share today throughout her interview process, but I just wanted to make sure that I teed this up for all of you. She's prepared to answer any questions as you would with any other interview. And Dr. Dutch is currently in the role, but as we knew when we made that commitment, he was very upfront and honest about the not being a long-term appointment and knew that that would come. I anticipate we will continue to maintain a relationship with Dr. Dutch throughout the process just based on the relationships he's forged. But ultimately, we need to put someone in a position that we can rely on to be there for a more full-time permanent basis. And at this point, it's an interim, and we are excited to welcome Ms. Malotti to this table. And congratulations for making it to this stage. And I'll kick it back over to you to conduct your interview. And at this point, I'll be here to answer any clarifying questions.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you very much. And again, yeah, Superintendent State, congratulations. It's going to be at this stage as well. And so what I think we'll do is in just a moment, I'll give you the floor. If you just want to introduce yourself, provide a little bit of background, and the floor is yours. And then after that, my colleagues and I, we have some questions, and we'll kind of just go down the row. And then also just for the audience, for those watching at home, then what we'll do once we kind of concluded the interview Q&A session, we'll just ask, we can leave the room, and there'll just be a public open discussion and deliberation about you as a candidate. Apologize, but then we'll just go and adjourn. The actual selection, if there's something we're going to move forward on, will come in a future, most likely next Tuesday's full school committee meeting. Okay. But with that, please, if you want to introduce yourself to us and to the rest of the community.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm Jonah Melotti. I've worked for the Framingham Public Schools for almost 4 years as a finance specialist and assistant office manager. Supporting mainly the Director of Finance and Operations and the Assistant Director of Finance and Operations. I have then accepted this job position, which is a new position, last year with Dr. Dutch. And I have been very blessed. He's a great mentor. He's been teaching me a lot. And while I do have the background, the finance background, I am finishing my master's in accounting. I have two bachelor's degrees, one from Brazil and one from here in accounting. And I'm finishing up my MCPPO certification as well. I have one class left. And I have a school business administrator license that I just earned last month.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you very much. And then so begin. Paul, if you want to ask the first question.
Sure. So first off, thank you so much for the time. I know it's been a very busy week for the office. For me, I think it's been very interesting looking at your background, kind of moving from, you know, working as a business manager at Bella Vista, then moving over to the Framingham School District. Can you detail out for me a little bit kind of your view as to the major differences in the schools versus kind of how the business side of things are? You know, we've heard a lot recently about trying to run schools like a business, not suggesting that's a good thing, but kind of your learnings there and how it's really impacted your ability to support this role in a public school system.
So my work with Bella Vista, Inc., it's a small drywall construction company. It's actually owned by my husband. So I do mainly the payroll and all the financial aspects of it. So it's not really a big company. We had a baby. I had my daughter back in 2014 when we started our business. So I worked from home while I finished up all my education and all that. It just made sense for me to move to the school as an assistant office manager and then a finance specialist because of the schedule, right? When you have a small child, then it's easier. It works. And I was very happy in Framingham. they are very inclusive. It's a diverse community. It's where I live right now. They're just not a lot of space for me to grow any further than I needed to. Hence me coming here. And after having a conversation with Dr. Dutch about how he wanted to do things here, how he wanted to change, and making things easier and more focused, not focused on the financial side of things, but more on the education side of things, that was a selling point to me. Because I do have a strong financial background, but I do value education. I value education more.
All right, we're just going to kind of go one at a time.
We'll go, one at a time, and then we'll.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So yes, I appreciate you being here. Thank you for spending the time and answering our questions. This has been one of a very busy year, to say the least, and in my tenure here as a school committee member. So I'm just curious, what has been your key takeaway from your first year with the Franklin Public Schools?
I made the change. We all afraid of changes. I was hesitant in moving away from a job that was so close to home and coming to here, but I think was the best decision I've made. The community feeling that I have in the office, it's great. We are like a family. We help each other out a lot. We collaborate with each other. And as I mentioned before, Dr. Dutch, it's a great mentor. He gives me autonomy to handle the day-to-day operations of the business office, as well as the payroll department. I collaborate with the town payroll staff. And he also gives me a challenge. He knows I do love challenges. I thrive on them. I'm a problem solver. I like to find new ways doing the daily tasks or new tasks efficiently and effectively. And I do enjoy it. Although it's a challenging year for Franklin, I am happy to be here and happy to be a part of it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today. We really appreciate it. And so continuing in the question from my colleague, and you mentioned you thrive off challenges and you're a problem solver. So of course, as we're all aware here, you know, we're going through a very challenging financial situation right now, not only in the schools, but townwide. So I think, you know, a bit of a two-part question. Can you describe an instance or a similar challenge that you faced in the roles that you've had previously, and how do you anticipate taking that and applying that to your problem solving in this role in the year ahead?
A couple years ago, when I took on the responsibility as a finance specialist, I realized that there was a need to change the ordering of supplies within the district due to missed payments. We constantly had calls from vendors with late invoices, and I took it upon myself to develop a new process, which involved creating a new spreadsheet, like all formula-based, and that was linked to my master spreadsheet. So I shared that with all call centers. I created like mini video tutorials and shared with them like walking through the process. The majority of the secretaries, they were very, very happy with the new process, but I had a couple that were very reluctant to the change. So I sat with them and to try to figure out what the concern were. They explained that they were not tech savvy and they did not know how to use Google Space. They were not confident that they would be able to achieve their job successfully. So I did put together a training session with short videos and tutorials. I created an FAQ page that I monitored daily just to address their questions. I walked them through the process, start to finish, and always available for them. They knew I was a phone call away. They are on, they're gonna be entering on year three of the process, and they now love it.
Thank you.
So kind of on that note with your own ideas, you had, which I love, by the way, that example, but you talked an awful lot about the great mentorship that you had with Dr. Dutch, and I know we had Miriam Goodman previously, and she had her own systems and way of doing things. Dr. Dutch came in, and he kind of was able to change it up and had put his own fingerprint. In your time here thus far, have you kind of, are there anything that you've seen that ways in which you might want to maybe change from what Dr. Dutch or Miriam have been doing before, and ways that you might be able to kind of put your fingerprint on some issues right now?
Oh, yes. As I mentioned, Dr. Dutch, he gave me autonomy to run the day-to-day operations of the business office, and I realized that we use paper a lot, and as we are trying to save money, to make cuts here and there. So I am moving away. I started a process of moving away from paper to become paperless. I've been creating tracking sheets, all formula based, so we don't rely so much on human error. And I share with the staff, all the staff in the business office. And they make sure to keep updating as new expenses happen and whatnot. I do have created a protected drive, and we kind of save all the files that we would just print and give copies. We save them to this drive, and only the people with access to that file, to that drive, which is protected, they will have that access when they need. It just saves time on paper. It saves time on paper, supplies, maintenance, saves the space in the office. We don't need to be worried about where are we going to keep those files. It saves on personnel, and it's a time saver for us as well, because we oftentimes have to get out of our office and go to another department to get a file, and relying on paper files to make its way back to where they belong. It's not really efficient. Having everything electronically, it's a more efficient way. It streamlines the whole process.
All right, thank you very much.
No problem.
Wow. Hi. Nice to see you again after last night. My question was sort of around, I was listening to the interview with Dr. Dutch, and he was just so heavily education background, same kind of thing, in the opposite direction. So I just wanted to ask, you have this degree in education administration, or certification, so this is clearly, like, where do you see yourself, what's your, like, trajectory? Like, what do you want to do 5-10 years from now? Are you just, you know, what are your aspirations outside of, do you want to develop a little bit of an education background or take any sort of initiative in that way? I don't mean to sidetrack you, but I'm sort of thinking about two things. I'm thinking about, like, keeping you here and making you our, like, awesome mm-hmm. project and you know, ambassador for savings with valuing education. So if you want to talk.
I do have a strong financial background, and I love to learn. I'm constantly taking PD webinars, training on all aspects, not just financially speaking, grants, special education. It's an area of high interest for me, transportation. So I plan on keep on learning, and when I see myself in 10, 15 years from now, I expect I'll be here as a permanent school business administrator, okay. serving the public, right. The Franklin Public Schools.
Great.
Thank you for coming in. As you know, our town is growing day by day. Like, how do you ensure the transparency and accountability in financial decision making within the school district?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
See, the question is, since we are having so many budget discussions, it's like kind of how do you ensure the transparency and your accountability?
So, as Dr. Dutch started the new process, I collaborated with them. We had combined our resources, our knowledge from previous jobs, and I think the key for the community to understand budget constraints and whatnot, it is to be transparent. To make sure that we have all the information readily available for them when they are requested, and also making it simple for them to understand, because I do understand financial all the financial talking and whatnot, but a lot of people don't when we start talking about budget. So I try, like Dr. Dutch, to simplify as much as we can. And that's why we created all the documents that we have, like, in the background. It has everything simplified in the best way possible.
Thank you.
That's all. Okay. I go back to online if anybody else has other questions. There we go.
So in looking at, again, kind of going back into some of your history and your experiences versus where we're looking at now, could you describe a little bit about the size differences between Framingham and kind of working in that environment? You know, you said a little bit about challenges surrounding paying bills on time, but also just the sheer size of that organization versus Franklin, and kind of what you think might be either benefits or challenges associated with that size difference.
Well, yes. Framingham, it's a huge city. We had close to 10,000 students. And each middle school has 700, 800 students. It's really challenging transportation-wise because it's school choice. Coming to Franklin from such a big district, it changed my perspective, and I think was also a good change for me, because I came from a huge district. We did a lot with little resources. Oftentimes we worked way past 35 hours and for no extra pay, but just because we needed to get job done. We needed to get the job done. We didn't have enough time, but the kids needed the food, the kids needed the transportation, and it's ultimately all about the students, the kids. If we didn't stay longer, they wouldn't have transportation in the morning or the field trip would be canceled. And I think coming to a smaller district, it kind of gives me the ability to be more effective and efficient than I was in Framingham, because I was always not having time to do anything. Here, I feel I can do things. I feel I can make a bigger change.
I'd leave it in the chair. Could I have one follow-up on that one?
Thanks.
What was the budget size at Framingham? We heard last night what we've got here. What was it like at Framingham?
The budget last year, I believe, was 175.
Just for the schools?
Yes. Okay. And not enough. It's just not enough. Just transportation-wise, it's a school choice. And you have students that live on the north side and are traveling to a south side school and vice versa. It's just a nightmare, transportation-wise. And it's just not cost effective. Most of the families there are low income and they all receive financial assistance. So we try our best to accommodate them all, but it's really tough. They all over budget. At the end of the year, they are like overspent by millions. This year, it's gonna be the same issue.
Excellent, thank you.
So what do you feel will be your biggest challenge to overcome in Franklin?
I think this first year would just be getting adjusted with this new in this new role. I am excited about the opportunity. I have had a great mentor who will continue to support me, who I consider a friend. And I just think that's navigating through this budget process and ensuring that we have the means available come September, if the override passes or not.
Thank you.
Similar to that, so you mentioned the mentorship that you've gotten with Dr. Dutch here, how much you appreciate that, how much you enjoy learning and challenging yourself. So what would you say is either the one thing that you've enjoyed learning the most, or maybe one thing that has definitely stuck out to you in terms of what you have, like the biggest thing you've learned here, and how do you anticipate or look forward to expanding upon that?
I think it's having to oversee the whole transportation department. Once I assumed the position, Dr. Dutch told me, if you want to take transportation, it's a challenge. And I know you like challenges. And I started reaching out to the transportation company. I do have a great relationship with them. I managed to build a great relationship with them. And have been working with them, with the school principals, and with the transportation coordinator and parents, just trying to find ways to be more proactive next year, transportation-wise, so we don't run in that many problems that we had in the beginning of the year. I think the idea, what I'm gonna work on transportation-wise, would be creating an SOP handbook, a standard operating procedure manual, with all the procedures to be followed, and sharing that with the schools, with the district, with the parents, and with the bus company. So that would maintain consistency across all levels. I think that's key.
Thank you.
And yeah, I think I was still sticking with that mentor idea. You know, so we have the assistant school business administrator now looking to come in as an interim school business administrator, and then theoretically hire another assistant school business administrator. Kind of looking at all the mentorship that you've kind of received, you know, like thus far, you know, how do you be able to provide some examples, maybe where you've mentored another individual, as you know, just as Dutch has mentored you,
yeah.
That you'll be, you know, potentially looking to mentor someone else in your current position.
I actually do a lot of mentoring around the business office and with the assistant principals as well. They need some support with Munis and all the software. We had a couple of staff members that started after I did in the business office. And I have been mentoring them, helping them, training them on Munis, how to enter recs and how to run budget reports, the payroll on the town side, the payroll administrator. I'm helping her with MTRS reports, how to proper do the reporting on a monthly basis. And I do enjoy teaching and mentoring. I'm all about sharing the knowledge. I think it's very important. Like, cross-training is key. It's a good process. If you happen not to be there, you happen to be sick for a while, someone else can cover for you. And I noticed that cross-training was missing in a business office. So Dr. Dutch agreed with me, and I started cross-training everyone. And in every way I can. If I don't have the information, if I don't know, I will research. I will do a PD and learn and pass my knowledge to them. And I like to, I'm a very hands-on type of person. I'm a hard worker, and they know, the staff know that they can rely on me. So they know, they can go in my office and ask me to go through the process again, and I happily do it. It's all about sharing the knowledge, right?
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
No problem.
I guess if you just, can you tell me what role you played in supporting the process of the developing the budget this year?
Okay, so with my knowledge from my previous job, I gave Dr. Dutch ideas, and he had his own ideas. We just put together, he shared with me the concern here. So we kind of worked around it. We created budget workbook template, formula based, all linked to a master budget workbook that only the both of us had access, and the superintendent. And we shared those workbooks with the cost centers. Each of the cost centers had its own budget workbook. The workbooks, all the information is in one place. So there is no way for you not to find information. One workbook, several tabs, and they're able to see their previous, actual, and projected budgets. Expenses. There's a tab with enrollment class sizes, staff information, tab for new position and new position requests, material and supplies requests. So each of them has one of them. We share them with the call centers through email with a detailed set of instructions and a due date that they needed to have that information filled out by. Once we receive that information, like I said, everything is linked to our master workbook. So whatever information they entered at a certain point would automatically populate into our spreadsheet. And after we got that information, we met with each call center individually to listen to their requests and their rationale around the requests. Met with the superintendent and assistant superintendents just to analyze the request and see if they aligned with the district's mission and vision. And I think that's an easy enough process. And I am proud to be a part of it, to have developed with Dr. Dutch. I think based on positive feedback from not just the community, school committee, but the admin team, I plan on, if appointed, I plan on continue to work and improve that plan even further.
Great, that's great.
Collaborating within our school district, did you find any difficult tasks so far?
Like I said, I do enjoy a challenge. I'm challenge driven, and I really like to try to figure better ways of doing things. And I think the only challenging thing it's just like getting transportation on like track for next year. But we are working on it. It's gonna be better.
We got challenges in spade, so we got plenty of that. And so if anybody does want to have any additional questions, feel free to. And if you're good as well, that's quite all right.
I know you do. So actually, it was great hearing you talk some about the budget and the work that you did in supporting that. I think it does also highlight something I think is going to be extremely important for this role, especially in looking at what Dr. Dutch has done so far. And that's really being able to put together a clear and concise commentary along with the superintendent and being able to really present that clearly to a very diverse population. Could you speak some to, your work with that, but then also potentially give an example of really where you've been able to tell a story, whether around a budget here, a challenge either, in Franklin or Framingham, just kind of getting those points across to a broader audience?
I can give you an example in Framingham. Last year, with all the budget constraints, it is difficult to explain from a financial viewpoint, why do we need that amount of money? Why? So trying to make I was talking to the assistant director of finance, and we come up with a kind of a Google document that looked like little pictures and very explanatory and not too much detail that we would lose audience, just with enough information and very simple and easy on lay terms to understand. And share with the communications manager in Framingham. She put it on the website, and the response was actually pretty good. They made sense of some of the questions that they had, and they could not get an answer that would make sense to them.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Yes. So. I guess, can you elaborate on your relationship with the finance committee and what would be your plan to build on that relationship going forward?
The finance committee in Franklin. I don't believe I have, I think I only had been to one meeting. So I'm not really very familiar with that, but I believe I would just continue the work with Dr. Dutch. I would also use him. He's a very he's resourceful. I would use him as a resource, and Masbol just to try and figure out ways that we can better work together.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Just briefly, because I know you haven't had much tenure yet here, I think it's important that you're so focused on communicating clearly and concisely. It's important because of your, you know, rich knowledge. When it comes to, are you at all a civics nerd? Like, what I'm getting at is, would you be the type of person who would want to watch? I think it's important in this district to know what's going on in the FinCom meetings or what's going on during specific budget meetings at the town council. And would you maybe sit with your, is it your son or daughter that you just said?
Daughter.
Daughter.
Yes.
And maybe just put on the FinCom meeting for fun. I just want to kind of gauge your.
No, yes, definitely, definitely. I don't know if you were, if you were present, but I used to bring her to the meetings here, and she would sit with me, or she would just get a little bored with all the numbers talking, and just go to the office. But she.
But do you? You don't live in Franklin.
No.
So you'll be able to watch
Franklin.
It on TV, but maybe just zoom in. I'm not talking about
coming
here with your daughter
at night.
At all. That's not what I'm talking
about. No, we do.
We do watch
it. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's important to have an interest in it because otherwise it'll.
Yes.
You know,
no.
Make
definitely.
You crazy.
And she's also. we have been entertaining the idea of moving to Franklin next year. And she's all about learning about the schools and which school she would go to, and so I think she's really invested in moving here, and she really likes the community, the library. It's just beautiful.
Right, sounds great. Thanks.
I don't know if there's...
Shall go again?
My little... No.
Huh?
Oh, sorry. I thought you said you're done.
No, I got a whole list. No, these are easy ones. We're good. So one thing that I think has also been touched on a little bit here is just the importance of really working cross-functionally. How do you feel about being able to really kind of marshal a lot of different messages together, work with people so that we can really kind of better that communication point, especially between the schools and the town, and making sure that it is this kind of collaborative effort? You know, can you speak a little bit to your approach for that and working with, you know, kind of across those different aspects of the group?
We have been working a lot on having a better relationship with the town side, per se. But they know, I see us as one. We all work for the same employer. We all work for the town of Franklin. So we have the same interests. And working together, collaborating with one another is just the way to go. It's a way to achieve the best outcome for anyone. And we agree that we need just to collaborate more with one another and be clearer, and in how we communicate, how we come across to the community. I am always available. My office is open for anyone that have any questions, and they can always come in and just, we can have a talk.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right, so my last question. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Appreciate all the answers that you've given us. So my last question to you is, what do you feel makes you the best candidate for this position?
Well, I have been working here since September. It's not a long time, but I know what the community is looking for. I know what you guys are looking for. I share the superintendent's vision, the school committee's vision, and I do share the same leadership style that Dr. Dutch has. So I think by applying for this position, I just think it's a natural step in my career path. Done it all. I walked the walk, as you say. And I think I would just continue the great work that Dr. Dutch has been doing along with Superintendent Jigier and just work from there.
Thank you.
All good.
He took my last question.
All right. And so yeah, I really echo sentiments from my colleagues. Thank you so much for all the work you've already done and for applying for this position to step up for Franklin moving forward. And so at this moment, we'll have
Mr. McNeil is being blinded by the light, so I'm just checking to make sure he's okay. I'm sorry. Yes, wasn't no pun intended.
And so, we'll now kind of engage just in a deliberation.
So I can escort Ms. Malotti out, and
we'll
deliberate. And then we'll kind of go. But
okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the time and consideration. Have a good night.
Thank you. All right, you as well. You
thank
take
you.
Care.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all so much for all your questions as well. And so, you know, we'll really just kind of open discussion about, you know, about her candidacy, about some of the questions. One of the things that I personally just wanted to kind of to toss out there, and, you know, Ruth, thanks for asking about her involvement with the budget, you know, because this was something that, you know, we talked about, like the changes between Miriam and Dr. Dutch. One of the biggest changes was when the line item breakdown of the budget actually kind of gets presented to the school committee and to just the community in general. As everybody knows, just from Franklin historically, it's during that very first meeting where we're kind of doing all the holds on each line item. We're running down the list. In communities in where Dr. Dutch had worked at previously, that line item wouldn't actually be present until the subsequent meeting. So it wound up being kind of like, it was over the weekend where all of a sudden we kind of realized like it wasn't there. That line item breakdown wasn't readily available. It was still being worked on and being developed, but we wanted to have it for that Tuesday meeting just so that way we kind of just continue on the same, you know, trend that Franklin school committees always have. So I say that because she was instrumental in getting that line item breakdown for us. The document was made, they shared it with me via Google in advance. I could see some of her updates at like 3 a.m. on the Tuesday as we're kind of going into it. Like I know she had mentioned, you know, like that staying late sometimes for the transportation issues back in Framingham. She was working until all hours of the night to make sure that we had what we were accustomed to and what the community was accustomed to as well. And I wanted to make sure that she kind of got full credit for that and just for the incredible work that she was doing for the budget as it was presented in front of us. So I wanted to toss it up, but now floor is open. So if anybody has any questions, comments, now's the opportunity. Paul, you seem to be chomping at the bit.
You're always staring at me.
So I thought that she presented herself well and really created a strong sense of what she's seen. You know, coming from Framingham, as she pointed out, you know, they're $175 million for that budget. Working within that environment, kind of seeing how things can be more efficient, how, you know, she's talking about the challenges surrounding transportation and the choices and kind of the restrictions around it. So learning how to navigate that and then coming to a place like Franklin where I'd hope that there's a little bit more flexibility, at least in how we do things. Not necessarily that there's more money, you know, floating around for different projects, but in how we're able to do things and to really be able to kind of impact those changes and seeing also how she did that within, you know, the stronger confines of Framingham, I thought was really impressive. And then I really liked her messaging surrounding communicating with the town, and that sense of really, you know, this is, we're all in this together. That concept of she's always there and available, she's always trying to work with the town, and that it's really, of course, it's bad on me, it's not the town and the schools. It really is just one big function. We happen to be responsible for a subpart of it, but her messaging where we've all kind of got to pull it off together, I thought was really impressive, especially given, you know, the cooperation we've seen between us and the town council recently. I like that mentality of being really, you know, able to continue that. And then also just kind of the communication on all these. Actually, that the cartoon that she mentioned, I thought that really kind of spoke to me, where we have some complex issues that have come up. And, you know, our staff has already done a great job at, like the videos last night, little snippets, I thought were great. And this is kind of more of the same of how do we communicate in a different way to reach more people and to make sure that people are well informed and that people understand exactly what we're talking about, where they don't have to follow us for 6 months to have any idea what we're talking about in any given night. They can just, you know, see basically the cliff notes in some kind of cartoon or something like that, that could be really informative. So I really like kind of all that stacking up with what she had brought in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To piggyback on what you had said, until recently, I didn't know about the work that she had done as well. So it's just amazing, just her being new and jumping in, mm-hmm. and really just hitting the ground running. That's been just a great example of just what she can bring. One thing I enjoyed what she was saying was just her ability to not shy away from challenges. You just meet them head on, and try to overcome them. Taking on the bus in her first year solo, I mean, great job there. And just to be able to at least speak to what she's done successfully, but then also understand that there's more that she could do better. I thought that was a good balance of confidence, humility, and really being introspective of herself and being able to say, okay, I can do better, and I'm not, it's not, this is all in, you know? I also was impressed in terms of how she is sharing her power in the sense of sharing her education and really spreading the wealth. I think that's key. With all the stuff that's going on right now, I don't think one person is the end-all be-all, and I think you need to have many hands to reduce that burden of work. And I think she has a nice, she at least has exhibited that she has a nice balance of taking leadership, but then also empowering people to be able to rise to the occasion and take on things as well and grow as individuals. So I think that will help us with growth of people and retaining people, because I think people stay where they can grow and they can get challenges, and it's not just the day-to-day routine. So I think that will help us. And I think also will help when we have to have people support her as well, so she can delegate tasks. So this is great. And then the last thing was around, I forget exactly the specific one, but I felt that she portrayed herself extremely well, and I think it'd be an asset to continue to keep her as a Franklin employee in this function.
Great.
Thank you. Yeah, I was very impressed by how she presented herself, and you know what she presented from her experience and what we saw here tonight. I mean, I think first and foremost, her familiarity with our districts and our budget and having firsthand experience, even if it is a short amount of time, like some familiarity is still better than no familiarity at all. And it seems like she's done quite an in-depth dive and had quite really gotten her hands dirty, so to speak, in terms of our budget and the work that she's put into it. So I think that counts for a lot. And then some of the other ways that she described just her approach. So when it comes to her problem solving, you know, the ability to recognize either inefficiencies or recognize problems, recognize how systems should work better, then coming up with her own solutions and being able to then train and mentor others with those solutions. I think, you know, that speaks to her critical thinking ability, the initiative that she's willing to take, and desire to see what's in front of her and then improve upon it. I really appreciate that she hit on how much she enjoys taking on challenges and exemplified that, as you know, as Al, you mentioned, with transportation, also her desire to learn, her the appreciation she had for Bob's mentorship. I think that's all extremely important, her desire to collaborate and relationship build. And I mean, the fact that she has two degrees from, or multiple, not more than two, multiple degrees from two different countries, and helped to open up a small business with her husband while pregnant slash with a newborn, that shows a lot of grit. And that's very, it's extremely respectable. And she definitely seems very dedicated to our district and has a strong desire to stay here and be more immersed and and build upon what she's already experienced here and done here. So I was very impressed and very happy with what I saw.
Awesome. I was too. I think her experience and Dr. Dutch's experience is probably the perfect pairing. And I think that we're strong on the education side, so that void can be filled by a Lucas or Tina Fall. Like they can make sure that we stay on value with the education portion while she kind of goes after that transportation savings. So better her than us right now. I kind of gave her a layup at the beginning, like, where are you going to be in 5-10 years? Like, obviously you're going to say that, but then later on she talked about her daughter looking at schools in the district and things, so I was like, there we go, okay. That's what I was looking for, but I was kind of not thinking that through before I said it. Trying to gauge her sort of civic engagement outside of here. Is going to be key. So, and that was more just to be able to understand other perspectives, which I think she's done. I grew up in Natick, next to Framingham. I remember when Framingham was north and south, and then it became the one school, and it was because we had Thanksgiving football games, and then when they combined schools, they killed us. So it was really disappointing, because it was just like they had so many more kids. So I know that she's got to be like very heavily systems oriented, and that is something that our district like is definitely going to need. We're a big district, you know. I was also around when Framingham went from a town to a city, and that was kind of a big to do. So it's pretty cool to have somebody from a district that's larger than ours, because that's hard to find. So I did like that, and I like her personality. I think you got to be a strong person to be in this role. You have to be able to have conviction and confidence about your work. I thought she was really good, really strong.
Yeah, I'm very much impressed with her, the way she described about herself, and she has a proven track record, like in the past budget meetings, how she presented, how the Dave said. And it's not easy to fulfill for anybody like this. She definitely the right fit, that's what I feel about.
I would agree. I think I was already impressed with the work that she's done thus far, but then just with how she kind of presented herself. And I was surprised when she immediately spoke about how she put her fingerprint with the changing of the paper list, a lot of formula based formulas within the spreadsheet. We've had such amazing success with Miriam. And then, it's nothing but glowing remarks from Dr. Dutch. And so I think that you're coming in as like the first time assistant with such great legacy, behind you. It would be easy just to kind of say, I'm just going to listen and say whatever you guys, think is best. So for her to right out of the gate be like, no. Here's where we can make some savings. Here's where we can do things better. Was really impressive. I was thinking more that she was just going to respond back with some kind of hypothetical. I've been thinking about this, and here's where maybe if I'm in charge, this is what I'll do. But she didn't wait. She saw a problem and she attacked it head on. So that was fantastic. Are there any other questions or comments from the committee?
I just want to also say, just on her behalf, I've done some HR consulting in the past, and I like hiring people that are, business admins aren't easy to come by. So to find somebody who is sort of ambitious and almost feels like, we're giving her her first real you know, high level role in this, I feel like you gain like a lot of like loyalty, and I think it, I think they want to prove that you made the right decision, and I like hiring people that maybe seem like, are they quite there yet? Yeah, let's give them a shot. They want it, and she seems like the type of person that won't disappoint.
Thank you. Just if I could add one, the key to one of the decisions we made last year was to create an assistant school business administrator role based on how we were organized. We had a payroll coordinator, and then the position turned into this. The idea was to create succession planning. What we realized after Mrs. Goodman retired, we posted, went through a process, landed with Dr. Dutch, which we are thankful for, to create some sustainability, but albeit sooner than maybe we wanted, the idea of succession planning in that type of role is critical to an organization. So although it's a little sooner than we might have wanted, I will say that was the purpose of us doing these things strategically. That said, I would just say Ms. Malotti is definitely, she's a systems thinker. I appreciate you mentioning that, Ruth Ann. And she talked a bit about her training. I don't think she oversold herself. But I would just say my experience when this position was being posted, I had many people from the that office that work in the finance department approach me privately and say, I hope she's being considered because the level of care and attention she gives to the folks that work underneath her, just in a rank structure, the amount she talked about training in the videos and how, but her encouragement in training and trying to build capacity of people is something that I don't think she articulated, but I would just say from my experiences, she's about trying to build up the team and make sure they have the tools and the systems in place to be the most effective they can. So I think on the flip side, there is, in this type of role, we have been blessed to have Ms. Goodman in that seat for as long as we did. And then we were fortunate to have Dr. Dutch, who was a seasoned administrator in that role. It's what we've become used to. But I also will say, having conducted a comprehensive search and posted for these positions, I think to have someone internal who's learning from the work, the legacy that they have carried, and build up those skills and have an opportunity to continue to have Dr. Dutch work and continue the work that he wants to see through, I think this is a win-win for us as an organization, which is how we landed at this being the recommendation for all of you. So I just wanted to connect a few dots. The workbook, budget development, the process that was modeled this year, and was continuation of the work that occurred in previous years, but you look to improve every year. I think she has that as a mindset, so I'm feeling, I appreciate the takeaways that you had, but recognizing that this is a critical position for our school, and we want to make sure that we have the right person in the role, and then we provide the support that the person would need to thrive and grow.
Thank you very much. All right, unless, are there any other questions or comments? All right, then seeing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
discussions, questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, passes unanimously. Thank you all very much.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.